Okay, we are picking up for the Gemara on Nun Ches Amud Aleph. We are 15 lines from the top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph. We just discussed the final law of Tani Olchos Rav Chal Shuma. This was a bracketed point of the Raya. We're trying to explain the Raya for Rav that says Yesh Chupa Lipsolos, that there would be some significance to a chupa performed for a chuppah performed by someone who's disqualified for kehuna. So just as a parenthetical, just to remind ourselves, the Braisa had taught that we said olchos mishlov olchos mishuma, even in the case of a woman who's going to a chuppah with a kohen who she's not allowed to marry, let's say to a daka, we see that this Tana holds that there is no halachic significance to the chuppah of apsolos. That's what we wanted to bring a raya for. It doesn't disqualify her from eating truma. So this Braisa is referring to chuppah that was after kedushin. That's what we see with the fact that she's still supported from her husband's estate, and even though it's followed by kedushin, the chuppah doesn't disqualify her from chumas. And kol vachomer, we could say that it would not disqualify her when there was no kedushin before it, as the halacha that Shmuel had said. And therefore, the kedushin itself does not disqualify from chuma. And the Tana would hold, like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, that the kohen's kedushin to a woman who is pasul does not disqualify her from chuma because it's only still in the erusin stage. That's what we see from the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to continue back onto the Braisa and point out Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Baruchan Baroka. He says differently. He says Omer Kol Shabia Ma'achilas. So this is again 15 lines on the top. We say that everybody who is having bia with a kohen is going to entitle her to eat truma. Chupasa Ma'achilas. Her chupa with a kohen will also entitle her to eat truma. The Chol Shein Biasa Ma'achilas. Wherever the bia with a kohen would not enable her to eat truma because let's say she's pasul. She can't have that would pasul if it's a daka or anyone else has bia with this lady who's a kohen and she's a bas kohen. She's now waiting to bia with him. Ain chupasa melchasa. The chuppah would not entitle her to eat truma either. So we see over here, Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Yochah is referring to the case of Yisrael's daughter who is married to a kohen. A kohen's daughter does not need the kohen's bia to entitle to eat truma. So we're talking about a bas Yisrael. So I said before, a kohen, we're really talking about a bas Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel is following the shita of Mishnah Chrona and Ksubas and Daphne Zion, which tells us that a kohen's arusa is not allowed to eat truma until you do nisun. Because again, we're afraid that she's going to be mashke, bevesa avia. She's going to give the wine, the truma wine that was given to her, or the food that her husband is an aris, because she's still living with her family at the time of arusin, right? It's like they're engaged stage, halachic engaged stage. And Rabbi Shmuel says that wherever the actual bia with the kohen would make her a nesua, so to the chuppah without bia would entitle her as well. So we see, so that in the case of someone who is pasul, where the bia would not entitle her to truma because it would disqualify her, chuppah without bia would not entitle her either. That's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuelka says. So he's basically saying that chuppah of a woman who is pasul is halachically significant as if she'd actually had bia. That's the basic ruling that we see over here, that the Kohen's disqualified Yisrael Rusa does not eat Shuma on the basis of the Chuppah, and therefore it's similar to the case of actual Bia, to the case of actually having relations. Rabbi Shmuel is implying that the two are accomplishing the same thing. So accordingly, it's not that the Chuppah is like Bia, it doesn't make her unfit to eat Shuma. Rather, it's mamish like it's like Bia, and it would disqualify her, the unfit daughter of a Kohen, from continuing to eat Shuma in her parents' home if you do Chuppah with, let's say, a Psu Adaka, somebody who would have pasled her, or so the Gemara says, so what comes out from over here, that the chuppah of a psulos is really a machlokes between the Tanakama, who assume that there is no halachic significance, as we just proved that was the end of yesterday, and we just fleshed it out a little bit today, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Shmuel is holding that there is significance to it, and that would be the machlokes over here. So the Gemara rejects this raya. The Gemara says, Mimai, what are you making this proof that Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Shmuel is holding that a chuppah of someone who's pasul is going to be a like you had a bia? Maybe he holds like Rabbi Meir, who holds in our Mishnah that a Kohen's Kedushin with a woman who's going to Passover, already at that point she's going to be Mishtamer Shlabiya Sasura, and therefore it's going to be Asur. So that not because the Chuppah has any halachic significance, but because already in the Kedushin stage, that's already Passoling her. So the Gemara says, but what? That's not really in the lashon of what Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Baruch says. Again, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochanan ben Baruch. How are the tongue twister here? Hi, what's his lashon? Is hi kol she'en biyasa machilasa ein chabasa mechilasa. When Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Baruch says that these lashonos is wherever the bia of a coin does not entitle to eat shuma, her chuppah doesn't entitle her. The emphasis is kol she'en biyasa machilasa ein kaspa in. It shouldn't, the lashon that you would want to take should say that wherever her bia with the coin is not entitled to truma, her receiving the money, the kesef kedushin, that she's now in arusa, that should make her pasul. There's nothing to do with the bia, it has nothing to do with the chuppah, it has to do with the fact that she gets kesef kedushin, and that's not the way we have the lashon of Rabbi Yishmael, Benoshen, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So the Gemara says, no, maybe we can still answer this, that he really means, it's just stylistically to phrase the Braisa. Duma Aydid Amar Tanakama Chuppa. Since the Tanakama used the Lashon of Chuppa in his Halacha, which he had to do so to teach that even a Chuppa followed by Kedushin would not disqualify her, so he has to mention that Halacha. So Amar Iyu Nami Chuppa, Rabbi Yishmael also is referring to Rabbi Yishmael, Benoshen, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, says that the Chuppa also, but really he holds that Chuppa, it doesn't matter at all. It's really the fact they're getting Kedushin. And just to keep, again, they used to memorize these Mishnayos and these Braises, so therefore to keep it stylistically the same, uses the same Lashon, but it doesn't really mean it. And if that's the case, we would have no proof that Rabbi Yishmael, Benoshen, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would hold like that that Chuppa has halachic significance like it's mamash like grabbing Bia, and therefore we have no Raya for the Shita that it's a Machlokas Tanayim. So now the Gemara wants to bring a different support for Rav. Amar Rav Amram. The Rav says, Hai Milsa Amar Lan Rosheshes. Rosheshes told us the following. We learned this from the Mishnah. What does Rosh Hashanah say? Yesh chuppa lipsoilos. He said that there is a lachak significance to a chuppa of a woman disqualified for the man with which they enter the chuppa. Vetanatuna, and this seemingly can be brought from a raya in a Mishnah in Sota. The Mishnah Sota is talking about, he said, the Mishnah says, Amen shalos satiti arusa unesua ushamaris yavam echnusa. The Mishnah has a lashon that why does the woman say Amen, Amen? The wife of a who is the case of a sota? Is a woman is suspected of adultery, and the husband warns her to not seclude herself with a particular person. He sees that she's like flirting with her, and he warns her that you do not seclude yourself with this man, and she does. So then she becomes usher to him until she drinks the sota waters. When she drinks the sota waters, she is then able to prove herself innocent if she doesn't die from it. So then she would before she drinks the sota, the kohen gives her a shvua that she's not done and a curse if she had kept the sota waters. Now, also it's important to know she can just admit to it at that point. She'll give out the ksuba, she gives out the right to her to collect the ksuba, and she'll get a get. She'll lose that if she admits to actually doing the bia. But anyway, we're talking about the swear that the Kohen makes her take in the Beis HaMikdash. So she says, Amen, Amen, Amen twice. She says, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you Allah, v'tocha Yisrael, you're going to get a curse. So she says, Amen, Amen, Amen twice. So what's this Amen, Amen? So the Mishnah expounds and says, Amen, Amen. So Amen means Shalosh Atit Arusa Nesuah Shemar Sevam Chesusa. That Amen can teach you, you could swear in the Havmin of the Gemara right now, we're going to end up saying a different answer on Amad Beis, but the Havmin right now is that in each scenario that we're discussing, that while she was in Erisin stage, while she's in the Nesuin stage, right? We know that Erisin was done usually a year before. So in the Erisin stage, the husband saw she's flirting with this guy, he warned her, that's the Havmin right now, and then he says, and then she would be allowed to get the Sota waters, or when she's in Nesuah, or when she's Shomeres Yavam, she's waiting to have Yibum with her, the wife's brother. Reuven dies and has children, so now she's waiting to Shimon, and she's suspected of having the potential Yavam. Shimon says to her, don't include yourself with X and X person, and she does anyway. So then the waters will test her in that case as well. This Mishnah is apparently a Liba, Rashi points out, a Liba de Rabbi Akiva, who holds that this case is Isser Lav, right, Yavam Alashuk, if she actually did Abiyah, is Isser Lav, but still, we would hold any condition Tovsin, and therefore this man would have the right to ask that question. That even through the case of Yibum, even though it's only a Stam Lav, because he would hold that would create a Chiyav Mamzeris, and therefore the condition wouldn't be Chal with the potential Yavam afterwards, or having been married in Yibum. In all these cases, we're saying right now that this would be a case where you can do the Sota process. So the Gemara says, "Hi Arusa Hechidami." Now, what are the circumstances of the case of an Arusa? Ilema Dekane Lake Shia Arusa. Now you're going to tell me it refers to the case where the husband warned her while she was in Arusa not to seclude herself with a person. So Gemara says, "Vekakamash Lake Arusa," and also he's going to force her to drink the waters while she is in the Arusa stage. So again, so that was what that we're assuming that this is an individual case of Arusa. The Gemara says that that's not possible though. Arusa Bas Mishtai, is that possible to make an Arusa drink the waters? Behatnan, don't we learn in the Mishnah Sota over there as well? Arusa v'shameres yavam, lo shosus v'lo notlos ksuba, and Arusa and the shameres yavam are not allowed to, we cannot force them to drink. If they've been warned, they're not going to be considered somebody who's allowed to force them to drink in the Arusa stage. Why is that? Because Rashi quotes the pasuk. It says, Tachas Ishech, that it has to be under the jurisdiction of your husband. Tachas Ishech, under the jurisdiction of your husband, is specifically when you perform Nisuin. So therefore, a Shomeres Yavam, and in the case of Arusa, both of them, Lechora, are cases which are not going to be considered in this in this point. So now, just agav, they don't get lo notos tuva, they don't get aksuva, as Rashi points out, because their fact that the husband warned them and they did not listen and they violated yichud, that would force them to lose their ksuba, even though we don't give them the water to test if they really did it, if they really had bia. But either way, we see from over here that the Mishnah can't be referring to a case where you had done yichud, you secluded yourself with this man in the Erisin stage, because that would not be enough to give you the sota water. So the Gemara says, Ella dekanilak shi arusa. So he warned her while she was in arusa. V'istadra, then she secluded herself with the man. V'kamashkalak shi nesua. But then he has nesuin with her. So which nesuin we're assuming right now is actually having relations. And then he's under tachas yisheich, and then he could give her the sota water. So the Gemara says that's also a problem. Mibadka lebaya, but would the water really check her in that case? We have a brisa which she teaches about Tanya, where the brisa tells us, v'nika ha'ish me'avon, that the man is going to be free of sin. And we learn from there, bizman shehi menuka me'avon, only when the husband is Sheha'ish, rather, I didn't say he, I said Sheha'ish, but it's really Ha'ish, Menukah Bavon, when the husband doesn't have any sins, Ha'mayim Bot Kenes Ishto, Ena'ish Menukah Bavon, Ena'mayim Bot Kenes Ishto. Only if the husband is free of sin, so the waters will check the wife properly. The husband isn't free of sin, we have a drasha, that the waters isn't going to properly check this wife. Like, who are you to start being so makbun on her when you yourself aren't following everything? So, from this case, we see that he violated halacha, because if she really was miyached with the person who he warned her not to have yichud with, so then she becomes a suffix sota, who's asura labaila. If he then consummated the marriage by having bia with her, that bia would have been asur. So she's a suffix sota, and you're not allowed to have bia with her. So therefore, he violated the halacha of having consummated the marriage by doing the suin, and therefore the waters wouldn't test her in such a case because he violated the halacha. So therefore, it can't refer to that case. So again, we're stuck. What's the case of an arusa right now? So the Gemara says, Ella de kanilak shi arusa. It must be talking about a case where he warned her while she was still an arusa. V'istadra, then she secluded herself with the man while she's still in arusa. V'nichnas l'chuppah v'lo nivala. She entered the chuppah and she didn't have bia with him. So we see that menukah ma'avon here because he didn't actually have bia with her, and yet that created the state of nisuin to be able to warn her. So we see v'shma mina yesh chuppah l'psulos. Now this is why we brought up this whole mishnah, which is to bring a proof in the mishnah that there is a lachic significance to the chuppah, because here the chuppah created the nisuin stage, and it created the nisuin stage to teach you that now she is able, he's able to give her the sota waters, because tachas yisheich we said is only when he's under the restriction, really means the stage of nisuin is another nafkamina between eris and nisuin, a level of doraisa. So therefore he's only able to do it when you do the nisuin stage. And you've affected the nesuin stain with the chuppah. So we see that there's yesh chuppah l'psulas. In this case, you have nesuin with somebody who's unfit to have bia with her, yet the significance of creating a nesuin stage does work through the chuppah. Here, it's actually important to note that the chuppah actually is talking about we did a prior condition. We see over here that still affects this, at least at this point though, that it affects the full significance on a level of the raisa even, that this would have an afkamina. So Rava though rejects this raya. Amar Rava v'tisbra d'amitarzi. You really think this is a good answer in the Mishnah? Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Medroma. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina came from the south, and he brought Isav Masnisa Biyada. He had this brisa. The brisa said, "Mibaldei Ishech," that any man other than your husband who had bia with you. That implies that the psukim are telling you that only mishikam shchivas baal abal velo shikam shchivas baal abal. That the only case where you can give out the sota waters is when the husband had bia first, and then was followed by the person who she suspected of having an adulterous relationship with. Then only then does he have relations with her. Velo shikam shchivas baal abal. But not in the case of here where you only, let's say you've done erisin, then she has bia with her, and you have never had relations with her. Then that's not going to be the case where you check the waters are going to check her. And that case in our version of the Mishnah, which rules that the yichud of an arusa is going to be problematic based on this brisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Chama wants to answer our Mishnah. Mishtachala, you can find the case, the husband's bia was, in the case of an arusa, kigon sheba le arusa beveis avia. In the case where the arus has performed erisin with her, he has bia with her while she was still in the father's home, as bias, bias nus, and that's the case where the kanma shivas baal le boel. So the Gemara says, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't ask this. I didn't see the Rishonim have a chance. I'm sure someone has this question. But isn't that also that he violated an Isser? The Gemara, at least an Isser Drabanan for sure. The Gemara says that Kala, based on Maseches Kala, Maseches Kala is one of the Maseches Kanas, it says, Kala b'lebracha asur l'balav kanida. That when you don't do the Nisuin stages yet, she's asur to her Baal like kanida on the level of Drabanan, that we are not allowed in Arusa. Deal you contemplate the marriage through Nisuin, and that's only when you're allowed to have relations with her. Until then, it's Mamash Asrula Balam Kanina on a level of Durabanan. So isn't that a violation? Didn't he not Minuka Malvon? I don't know, the Gemara doesn't ask that. But either way, the Gemara finds a difficulty with the Mishnah for another point, though. The Gemara says, the Kavasa Gabe Shamer's Yavam, but this would be the case, the parallel case with regards to a woman waiting Yavam, Shabalea Yavam Bebes Chamiya. That the Yavam had bia with her while she was in the father-in-law's house, because you're going to mind stylistically keep the cases together. So how are you going to fulfill that case? So we've answered that the Eretz and Nisuin is where you were able to have it without bia. But the Gemara says the only way you could have yibum, though, the Gemara is asking right now, the only case of yibum, this is Rashi's, has two explanations, we're going to Rashi's explanation that he likes, that the case where it comes to yibum is only where you actually have bia, because it can't be that you didn't have anything besides for bia for creating it. So now the only possibility of having bia is where you have bia's nus. But we know that bia's nus is kone the woman to make her yavam. So that's the problem the Gemara is going to ask. Turning on to Nechesam Abbez now. Shemeres Yavam Karislay. Why are you telling that she's in the stage of someone who's awaiting Yibum? Ishtamayayi, that she's his full-fledged wife in all respects. The Bia's Nus is Kona her to make her the husband, to make him the husband to this Yavama. Deha Amar Rav Karnalakol. Rav himself says that the person who does a Bia that's an inferior action of Bia because like he had Bia's Nus or Bia Beshogeg, still he's going to acquire for his wife within all halacha. That was the machlokes for Rav and Shmuel. So Gemara says, maybe this we're just answering for Shmuel now. Because Shmuel, Damar lo kana ledvarim b'mar parsha. Maybe it's only Kona for the fact that he inherits her and the halacha, but other halachas, it's not going to be full-fledged that she's going to be his wife. So maybe she's still considered a Shomeres Yavam. So Gemara says, but this doesn't help us because we were trying to answer this whole thing according to Rav. We were trying to find a support for the Hashita of Rav, who says that there is chuppah for psulos, for someone who is a woman who is halachically not able to marry this man. So, ha'am Rav kanalako, and Rav himself says that it is kona for everything, so we're stuck because we want to answer for Rav, not for Shmuel. Shkoya, answer for Shmuel, but the whole point was to answer for Rav over here. So the Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskina, what are we dealing with in this case? We're dealing with the case, Gion David Ba'Maimer, where the Avam, Dav Maimer with the Avama, after she violated the warning to be secluded herself with another person. And this must be, Eliba de Bishamari Damai Maimer Kolon Rekin and Gamar. Maimer affects the full din deraisa. And therefore, Beis Hillel understands that it's only recognized midrabanan, so that wouldn't help you. In the view of Beis Shammah, the Yavama performs Maimer with the Yavama, that is not longer called the Shomeres Yavam, she's full-fledged Nesua. So we could say that the Mishnah and the Sota is talking about a woman who's waiting the Yavam, refers to a Yavama, that the Yavam didn't have Bia at all. She's still Takas Yisheikh because of the fact that you've done Maimer, so therefore she considered the husband the Shomeres Yavam because you're still waiting to have Bia with her, but still, since you've done Maimer, that's still full-fledged Koner to be the wife's husband. Other way around. She's now the woman is now the husband's wife. So Yahki, the Gemara says that your explanation of the Mishnah is going to be right. Hainu Arusa, but that's the case. She's essentially the same as Arusa in the case of the Mishnah. Why are you listening to my separate questions? So that's the Gemara's question over here. So Gemara says, Lo Tamayach, but even according to reasoning, whatever you want to explain the Mishnah, Nisuach Nusa Lav Chadim, they'll say the case of a Nisua and the woman who was married through Yibum, you've already performed Yibum and now he's able to warn her and make her Sota, isn't that also the same thing? Once you've performed the Bia and done Yibum, then she's your full-fledged wife. Rather, even you have to say, the Mishnah is listing his own Nisua, where the marriage was done by his own, and the case we married Yibum because this was his brother's wife, even though halachically it's the same exact case. So too, Achanami, that in the case of an Arusa, the case of an Arusa is the same, but still, Shomeres Yavam was the case of his brother, and therefore, you're right, halachically, there's no difference between the two cases, the case of an Arusa, the case of Shomeres Yavam, the way we're Aliba de Beit Shammai, but still, we mention them because they're two different people, and that's why we mention them stylistically in the Mishnah. So Zok the Gemara, Rav Papa wants to give a different solution to this. Hi Tanya, the Tanya of this Mishnah in Sota is the Tanya that holds the following Braisa. The Tanya in the Braisa says, Ein mekana l'arusa l'ashkosak shi arusa. The husband cannot warn an arusa against secluding himself with somebody else and make her drink the waters while she's still in the stage of an erusin. Avo mekana l'arusa l'ashkosak shi nesua. However, you can warn her while she's an arusa for the purpose of causing her to drink when she's in nesua. So this braisa is talking about this case, and yet the braisa is telling us that you can have nesuin and enabled her to drink, even though you're not able to have bia with her because she's suffix sota. We're assuming that you're able to warn her once you've performed nesuin, let's say the chuppah, and that would enable you to warn her, and then in the nesuin stage to give her the water of the sota. So the Gemara is saying that that's the case. Then we've answered the Tana the Braisa is disagreeing with the Braisa brought down by Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina from the Durham that the husband must have bia before the adulterer, the suspected adulterer. In this case, that would still not be an issue. And Lechora, we see from up here that the Mishnah Sotas bring a raya for Rav that there's yes chuppah of psulos that would be the case, and that would be the potential case over here. So the Gemara wants to suggest another answer. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Ayde Gilgul. That the Mishnah is referring to this, what I was saying, that we, in the Havamina, we assumed that it's all about each individual case was different. However, now we're answering no, that really, this is talking about the case where a man was just in the case of Nisuin. But we have this concept of what's called a Gilgal Shvuah. Gilgal Shvuah is literally you're rolling over the swearing, that we learn that there's a concept called a Gilgal Shvuah, that I can, if I'm giving you a Shvuah anyway, and halachically midareisa, I'm allowed to give you a halachic Shvuah, then I can include things that I wasn't even originally allowed to include. And this is mamish this example, that Gemara actually learns out in Kiddushin from here, the concept of Gilgal Shvuah. That as an arusa, the guy, because of tachas sheikh, has no right to warn her to make her a sota and make her drink the water. But now that she secluded herself with somebody in the suin, we say that amen, that you did not have bia even during the erison stage, which again, originally, if that was the only time she had suspected bia, that we can't force her to have the sota. But once I'm allowed to attack, ask her and make her swear for the nisuin stage, I can do what's called the gilgul shvua and make her do it for the erison stage as well. And the same thing with the shomeris yavam case, with her new yavam, that he can warn her about the case when she was a shomeris yavam as well, that she didn't have bia while she was awaiting, the shomeris yavam, while she was awaiting to be married to this man, let's say Shimon is the potential yavam right now, so then he's allowed to, if she secludes herself later after Shimon already does the bia and then marries her, then she secludes himself, she can warn Shimon, Shimon can warn her that, about the Shomeris Yavam stage as well. So the Gemara says that this would be a nice answer, that the Aida Gilgal. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Shalach Rabbi Chanim Shmei Rabbi Yochanan, Osem Maimer V'Yivimto, someone who does Maimer with his Yivama, V'yesh Tal Achad, he has another brother, Afilu Hu Kohen V'Yichawenes, even if she's a Bas Kohen, she's a daughter of a Kohen, and he's a Kohen. As Paslam in a Truma, he disqualified her from eating Truma and Yibum. Why? Because the Gemara is having it right now, because we have the concept that a Bia, someone who's Mishamer Shal Bia Sasura, is going to be problematic. So if this guy, Ruve, dies and was married to Ruvena, who was a Bas Kohen. So now, of course, she should be allowed to eat, but there's three brothers. There's Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Now, Shimon does Maimer. So on a level of Darabanan, the only person that this lady Ruvena is allowed to marry is Shimon. If Levi and Yehuda have bia with her, that would be aser midarabanan. So now, since at the end of the day she doesn't have a bia yet, and she still has the zika with Levi and Yehuda on a level deraisa for sure, so then she's waiting for a bia pasula, and that mishtamers will be a sasura from Levi and Yehuda. So that until Shimon performs the halachic yibum with having bia, then until that point we're going to say that she's aser to eat truma. So Gemara is bothered by this. Laman, you're going to say this is according to Rabbi Meir. Ilayim, the Rabbi Meir, you want to tie that this would be the shita of Rabbi Meir. When does Rabbi Meir say a shita? Imad Rabbi Meir, Mishamer Shlabi Absula Loachla. When does it say that you're waiting for a bia that's usher for your now that I eat shuma? That's only when the Isser is talking about an Isser Bidareisa, like a halal to somebody, a grusha, a kohen. Let's say she's a daughter of a kohen and she's waiting to, she's a grusha and does erison with a kohen, so she's going to have an Isser Bidareisa marriage. So then those cases are to a daka, he's not allowed to vobakal. All those examples when she's not allowed to eat truma. However, Drabbanan Yamar, here, the only Isser you'd be violating if Ruvena Taka has Bia with Levi Yehuda would be an Isser Drabbanan of, because she did Maimer, which is only a Din Drabbanan according to Basila. We're in Basila right now. So then at worst, you're violating an Isser Drabbanan. So then Miramar, who would say that this would be Asr? So the Gemara says, so it can't be a pointer of Meir. He wouldn't agree with the Salacha. He would say that this case you were allowed to eat Shema. Now you're going to say, maybe it's according to Rabbi Lazar and Shimon to say that a woman is waiting for Biasura isn't possible from Shema. Then Kol Shekin is going to say, Hashem Mishra will be Absuah Dereisa Achla, Derabanam Bivai. In a case where they're waiting for an Isser Dereisa Absuah Daka, or in a case of a Chalal, or in a case of a Grusha to a Kohen Rehedyot, all those cases, if they do Erisin, in those cases they allow you while you're still in Arusa to eat Truma. So then Kol Shekin, where you're waiting for a Bia that's only an Isser Derabanam, they'll tell you that you're allowed to eat Truma. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Ela ki asa Rav Inamar." You're right. Asa b'mayim Rabbi Avimto divra kol acha, that she may continue to eating truma. That's for sure okay, because as we mentioned, even her mayor wouldn't possible this case, because he only says we are mashamer shlebiya psula on the level of the right. So that's where it's going to be problematic. However, yesh lo achalal. If the yavam has a brother who is a chalal, then divra kol eino achala. She's not allowed to eat truma, because even if she's a daughter of a kohen, because on the level of the raisa she has a zika for all the brothers. Again, let's say Yaakov had married Rachel legally, and then divorced her, and then decided to remarry her. So then all the subsequent children are going to be halalim. So originally, Reuven and Shimon were good in the first marriage of Yaakov to Rachel, but when he divorces her and then remarries her, so Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar are now all going to be halalim. So if Reuven dies, so you have one brother who's kosher, but two other or three other brothers who are apostle, even if it's one and one, it doesn't matter the number, even if there's one brother there. Since there's a Zika that's remaining, that's apostling her, that's going to be called Mishtamer Shal Biyav Sula, according to everybody, and then that would be the Zika would create the issue. So what's Takana Machlokas? Gemara says, Lo nechlaku ela shenasa la get. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, only Machlokas, where the brother gave the Avama a get. Where the brother gave the Avama a get. So So then that's the shayla. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ochelas. Rabbi Yochanan says that she's allowed to continue eating truma in their home of her parents. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Ochelas. She's not allowed to eat. So the Gemara fleshes out, why do they hold each one? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ochelas. Why? Afilu Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Ochelas. When does Rabbi Leir say that Mishtameres Lebi Apsula is not allowed to eat truma? Hani Mili Mishtameres Lebi Apsula Doraisam, level Doraisam. Aval Jarabanan Alchel, where she's waiting a Dinder Banan, then that would be a case where she's allowed to continue eating truma. So Rabbi Meir said that, so in this case over here, the Avama, who received a gift from the Avam, is only a Dinder Banan of a Bia Psula. Since Rabbi Meir would agree, she remains permitted to eat truma in her parents' home, that'd be okay. So Gemara says, Veshlokesh Amar Eno Cheles, Afilar Erlazar Rabbi Shimon Damar Cheles, Hani Mile de Yeshlo Lahachim Makachem. That the Kohen, who's forbidden Bia, she waits at the ability to have Truma in a different circumstance, that's going to be the case. That right? We'd say that only one who's able to have Bia with someone who's going to be Kasher. That would be the case of Alacha here, where the Kohen gave his the Avama a get, came unto Ein L'Hachim Akher, since he's not the capacity to give his wife to eat Truma in a different circumstance, so to give his wife through the divorce or any other circumstance now, lo, that case would not be enabled. She waits the Bia Psula for the Kohen, whose relationship does not have the ability to give her Truma, and therefore, Reish Lakish's understanding, everybody would agree it's Aser. So the Gemara says, maybe you're going to argue that here too, in the case of a divorce, he has the capacity to entitle her to eat Shuma through the completion of the divorce. So the Gemara says, when she returns to the house of her father, so she's detached, removed from him, she's only going back to her parents' home. But here she's attached through the fact that you have the Zika of the Yibum. And in that case, you can't argue that the divorce is going to represent them eating Truma. Rather, it's just because she's going back to the parents' home. So therefore, that's why the partial divorcee is not going to allow her at that point still to have Truma. It's disqualified her from eating Truma. So the Gemara says, fine, that was the point over here. Now the Mishnah continues. Nisama Niskarsha. If these women forbidden to Kohanim were widowed or divorced, then it's going to be mutter for them to eat Shuma. The Gemara says, "By Minei Chiv Shmuel, Kohen Gadol Shekidish is a Ketana. Kohen Gadol marries a woman who's a girl who's below the age of 12, so her father can marry off. Ubagra Taktav, then she became a Bogeris, or she married her under a Naira. We're going to learn in the Hemshech, the next Mishnah, that a Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says that he's only allowed to keep Besula Yikach Me'amav. So Rabbi Meir holds that a Besula is like to the exclusion of actually a Bogeris, anybody who's above the age of 12 and a half. So he can only either marry a Ketana or a Nara. Now this is only when he becomes a Kohen Gadol already. If he previously was a Kohen Hedyot and married his woman halachically, that's totally going to be fine. And similarly, if he married her in the Naira stage and then she becomes a Bogeris, he could stay married to her. So only we're talking about where the Kohen Gadol, let's say his wife dies and he has to be married, wants to do the avodah, is only allowed to marry a Naira. Or a Ketana. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Is he allowed to consummate the marriage if she done Erisin, in the Erisin stage, she was still a Nara, she's 12 and a half, 12, and then she becomes 12 and a half, she becomes a Bulgaris. So the Gemara says, Batsar is Nazlina, and Batsar Erisin Nazlina. Do we follow Nisuin or do we follow Erisin? So the Gemara says, so again, because when it says that he should have a wife, he has to be Ishto, what is the Beso? So Amar Leh to Nisu, we learn in the Mishnah, Nis Almano Nis Garsha, if these women were widowed or divorced from their Kohen husbands, then Mina Nisuim Psulas from the Nisuim, they're disqualified from Gehuna, Mina Erisin Ksheris, but if they were widowed from the stage of Erisin, they are still going to be fit for Gehuna since they did not become Chalala. So we see that the Lashon of the Lekicha Ovir in the Torah is referenced to specifically Nisuin and not to Erisin. This was the Raya we're bringing with regards to the issue. Isser, we would also say that would be the case of Erisin, not Nisuin. So too with regards to how the Kohen God has to be married to her, it must be in the Nisuin stage, not the Erisin. So that means he has to finish the Nisuin. He has to finish the Nisuin stage also before she is going to be 12 and a half. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Reb Chiya Reyosa's response. Amar Leh, Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.